Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me sing? Let me sing. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now.
Come on, man.
I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
Oh, yeah.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Way to go, Bam.
Thank you.
Celebrity singer, Bam from Upper Darby.
Upper Darby.
True Delcosman.
Representing the hood.
Not have his cheerleading outfit on today, but it's okay.
He does not. What an effort from Bam.
That was impressive.
Good job, Bam.
What an effort from Bam. I mean, singing it loud. Singing it proud.
That's what good pinch hitters do. They just step in and bam.
Yep.
Like it?
Absolutely.
Right.
Oh, my
it's
goodness.
Like the Greg Dobbs of singing.
Greg Dobbs. Good call.
What an excellent effort from Bam there. We are at Chickies and Peace in South Philly for Birds at the Bye. Benefits to Travis Mannion Foundation, brought to you by Bud Light. Celebrity bartending starting at 6. Lane Johnson will be here.
Drink up.
Jordan Mailata will be here. Brett Toth will be here. No autographs from those guys, but they will serve you drinks. A bunch of the WIP folks. I just saw Rhea Hughes is here. Hugh Douglas is here. Hugh's favorite part of the WIP afternoon show, of course, is 5:30 Creed. He always says that.
Best sneaks and chickies right now.
What's that?
Hugh's got the best kicks on right now.
Stay fresh all day.
Ah, there he is.
That's what he does.
There he is. It'll be a good time. Also, great raffle here to benefit the Travis Mannion Foundation as well. Great event so far, only going to get better. So if you're anywhere close, you have until 8 o'clock, the event going until 8. Let's get back to the over-under. I didn't ask you. So I said final.
You said over-under.
Wins remaining, 6.5.
Yeah. 7, over.
Over?
Well, I got them at 13-4, okay. So I'm not wavering off of that yet. I think they got room for 2 more difficult games in there that they may not win.
Yep.
But, I think we finished with at least 13 wins.
And is that good enough for one seed? See, that's tough.
I think it will be. Because I gotta think that the Rams in Seattle and San Francisco are going to beat each other up.
And the North's going to cannibalize it.
And the North is already sort of. So, you know, I don't know if Detroit can get out of that division with 13 or 14 wins. Right? So that's why these next 2 weeks are going to be huge for the Eagles. Because you'll have the tiebreaker against those teams, if you can beat Green Bay and Detroit.
Yeah, I keep going back to Seattle. That's the fear that we end up playing in Seattle.
I heard you guys talking about this earlier, and I agree. It is kryptonite to the Eagles, and it has been for generations.
Yep.
I can't get past Darnold becomes a pumpkin in those spots.
Yeah.
But it's one spot. But it's one time.
Yeah, but it was one time when he kind of like elevated up to what he is now last year.
Yeah.
And I just wonder what happens to him, especially if you get a pass rush on him, because he's a ghost seer.
Yeah.
He's a ghost whisperer.
That pressure mounts.
That's the only thing
I wonder. That pressure mounts.
Yeah.
I think the talent is there, but there's something to – and I was trying to think back to his days at SC – I don't recall them playing in the big games at SC and him playing well.
Well, he played in the Rose Bowl against the Saquon team.
Yeah.
Was he the quarterback of that team?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, but that's
I'll give him credit for that. But that's
in LA. I mean, so
that's like his
comfort zone.
Yeah. So that goes to home versus away. I'd feel much better about Sam Darnold here than Sam Darnold in Seattle.
Well, I'm with you. I would go Detroit though in your poll. I would go on Detroit and then LA and then Seattle.
Wow, Detroit number one is the second best team.
Yeah, I still believe. Okay. And I know that wasn't a good look against the Vikings, but I still think
that's still a good team.
Considering their motivation from the way last year went, I think they're a dangerous team. I do.
Yep.
And that being said, I think the Eagles beat them in 2 weeks.
Yep.
Okay. A.J. Brown catches the rest of the season. Over under 37.5. So he has 29 catches for 395 yards so far. 9 games left. Over under 37.5 catches.
Over. Over.
Yeah, that's what's that, 4 catches a game?
Yeah, over, Spike, because I think, and I don't love this.
If he doesn't miss a game.
This is, yeah, assuming he stays healthy, they're going to feel the need to feed. And they are. They're going to feel the need to get him the ball.
Yeah.
And I don't know that that's not to the detriment to a degree, but they are. So he'll go over.
Yeah.
You agree?
Amdahl, are you coming out like that?
Yeah. Wow, Hugh.
Whoa.
All right.
Gun show.
Oh,
baby.
I get it.
Whoa,
you
get that on the
arms.
YouTube.
Yeah. Gun show.
Yeah.
It's happening. Views.
That distracted. I just checked out.
Right in front of me.
Oh, I get it, Hugh.
I haven't seen him since our playing days. I haven't seen him like that.
Oh, he's all swole.
Wow, man. You work out. Okay. I get it. Oh, Hugh works out.
Yeah. And Spike, didn't Spike say you do more push-ups?
Let's do the push-ups right here. I haven't done it in a month. Come on, man. You're pushing a lot of weight there. Oh, you have to push up a lot of weight.
Yeah, I think he's over.
Okay.
I think he's over in catches. Because I told you, I think the passing game will continue to sort of build off that momentum we've seen in the last couple of weeks.
Devontae Smith catches over under 45.5.
That's a good number.
Now he's having a career year. He's got 588 yards so far.
Yeah. That's a good number. 45?
I'm going over. I feel like him and Jalen are clicking right now.
Yeah.
And
how many catches is he at right now?
Let me look.
You have 40 catches yet?
I think he is a when in doubt. If it's between either one of them, Jalen's going to Devontae.
Yeah.
He's at 44. So it's 44 in 8 games.
So then I'll go slightly under. I think he finishes with 85 catches.
I actually, when we talk about the force feeding,
I think that would be a career high.
Force feeding it to AJ.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I'm worried about. Is that, man? It just seems like he and Jalen have developed a bit. Not that they haven't had chemistry before, but he's going to him more regularly. And, you know, Donovan's right. Donovan McNabb every week on our show says that Devontae's the best route runner on the team. And, boy, man, if he's poised to take a step in his career, I would hate to, you know, like,
you remember how that went the last time they tried that, and it didn't look good. Now, this was before they got the running game going and all that, but it didn't turn out well.
Where does Jalen Hurts finish at MVP voting? Over, under. See, I'm going to set it at 3, and you're not allowed to push. So third place, over, under. Over meaning 1 or 2, under meaning 4, 5, 6.
Under.
Oh, you should have did. You know, that's not fair.
What?
Because he's going to finish in top 3. And you said we can't push.
Yeah, well, I'll make it 2.5.
Okay, then under.
Okay, under.
I just think he's going to finish in the top 3.
Okay.
I do.
Top 3 would be big. You know, he was down to 15th at one point this year.
Yeah, I mean, does Stafford stay healthy? That's the big thing. Can he get through the rest of these games with his injury history? That could knock him down from where he is right now.
And I know Mahomes is the favorite right now, or Josh Allen.
Josh Allen's
one
a favorite,
of those two.
Yeah.
Well,
Drake May's right up there, too. Drake May's top 3.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. So you know, there's going to be some great matchups. We've already beaten Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes. We're going to play Buffalo late in the year. Eagles win that game up there in Buffalo.
That's a
big feather in the cap for Jalen when you're talking about MVPs.
I'd also say this about the Mahomes odds. I think the Mahomes odds are less about his ability to win it and more about the books hedging against him winning it.
If he does,
I don't think he's the second or third most likely, honestly, to win MVP at this point.
Because they could easily lose another game or two.
They're 5-4.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What would the argument be if Buffalo has a better record and Josh Allen's doing what Josh Allen does? There would be no argument for Mahomes to win it over Josh Allen, you know?
And I don't even know – this is me quick thinking – I was trying to think about what's the best win the Chiefs have had this year.
They were on a heater,
Detroit?
And then Buffalo
they
put
played
it,
Detroit.
Put
I
it
won that game.
I think they beat Detroit in Kansas City, right?
I'm still not all the way buying that the Chiefs are back.
Yeah.
I'm not there. I need to see a little bit more. I know they played a lot better lately, but I'm not buying it. They got Rashee Rice back. There's weapons finally from Mahomes, but
they did beat the Lions 30-17.
So it was.
Yeah,
it was
and they
Detroit,
beat
them
up
yeah.
pretty good. Too.
Yeah. But that's the only real win they have
on
the schedule.
That's the only real win they have,
They beat the they lost to the Chargers.
They beat the Ravens, but the Ravens aren't.
Ravens stink.
The Ravens stunk, yeah.
The NFC is light years better than the AFC.
Yep. Way deeper.
Yep.
All right. Number of days after games for the rest of the season that we come in and we're like, this team's winning the Super Bowl. Over or under 3.5?
Way over.
Over.
Way over.
Emphatically, this team's winning the Super Bowl.
I'm
over.
Spiking, no pun intended.
Okay.
Over.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm way over with that. We got this two-week, this little two-game stretch we're going to go through right now, which I feel pretty good about. We get through this 2-0, I don't think we're losing the rest of the year.
Whoa. Win in Buffalo?
Yeah. I think we can go to Buffalo and win.
Run the table after the bye.
Yeah, I could see it.
Wow. Ike's trying to outflank you on the big Eagles predictions.
Yeah, listen, we're back-to-back.
Yeah.
You know? me and Ike the same. Yeah.
Well,
football guys.
Same motives.
Now, that last game of the season could be an L.
Yeah.
Because they may not need it.
Yes.
You know? But even with Tanner McKee out there, we still win.
Yeah. Don't love the offense of a good day that day.
215-592-9494.
Darius Cooper lights it up.
Yeah, come on, man.
Come on, Cooper. You got Tank Bigsby out there. Oh, man, that's dude, take to go win with.
Ooh, sounds like a 2-touchdown bet on FanDuel.
Enough. Gave you a win last night. You wouldn't take it.
No.
You wouldn't take
it. That's true. The next time you say one, though, I'm rolling with it.
I don't do it a lot. I don't
exactly,
do it a lot.
Yeah.
We'll get back to the over-unders.
Why don't you start calling it a stone cold mortal lock?
Well, seems like it's taken.
I had over 239.5 in that Sixers game. In the first half, my feet were up, and I was in cruise control.
Did that go under?
I don't even want to. It went under.
Yeah.
Well, don't even talk. I had Embiid 25 points closed at a $1,000 parlay, and this guy went 0-5 to start the fourth quarter.
It was bad for
him. Yeah, and I saw the parlay.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves. At Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
He had it.
I know, but these 8-leg parlays.
It was 4 legs.
You're an idiot.
That was a 4-leg parlay, though.
With 100%
profit. With a profit boost.
But, dude.
It was a good one. It was a good one, Spike.
I had Maxi 5-3s, Edgecombe 2. Josh getting 25 plus.
You get yourself in trouble, Jack.
These parlays.
Don't go beyond 3 legs.
Just make regular bets.
No, because $10 to win 25 is not good.
What if you did it 10 times?
Mike needs the juice. Yeah. Mike needs the juice.
Robbie, I don't get out of bed and it's not plus 400.
I've heard that. That's the word on the street.
The Giddy bet was plus 470.
On FanDuel, it was plus 250. Oh.
Well, you got to
shop
around.
Congratulations. You called a Dalton Kincaid touchdown. I mean, amazing.
What? Oh, a winning bet instead of your losing bet?
You called. Yeah, I'm talking about the odds right now. I mean, we get it.
But you. All right.
Yeah, we don't like the sure bets aren't big payouts.
It's not a sure bet. It's plus 500.
It was plus 250.
I agree with you on the triple dub. Yeah. That was one we should have taken.
He said one triple double all year. All right. We'll get back to the over-under.
You called the other one last night.
We'll get back to the over-unders right after Jack and I tell you about National Appliance Warehouse.
Speaking of a lock.
Yeah.
National.
Stone Cold Mortal Lock. National Appliance Warehouse is going to get you a great deal.
Don't sue us.
Yep.
But, of course, National Appliance Warehouse. November's a big month. You got football. You got Thanksgiving. Of course, you got Black Friday.
Yep.
And they always say, you know, Black Friday savings are not what they used to be.
That's what people are saying.
Not at National Appliance Warehouse.
They're bringing it back.
Yeah, the Black Friday mega sale, by the way, already underway. So they're getting out ahead of it.
Come on.
Everything starts early.
Yep, it does. And listen, if you've heard us talk about National Appliance Warehouse, what are you waiting for? Your kitchen's sad. It's a sad kitchen.
It sucks. I have a great kitchen thanks to National Appliance Warehouse.
Everyone in the neighborhood's talking about it. Yep. You don't want to be the butt of everyone's jokes.
Nope.
You got to upgrade your appliances. You got to go to National
Appliance
Warehouse.
Does your oven even have Wi-Fi? Mine does.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Mine's too.
Yeah. Wi-Fi?
What's the? I mean,
because you can set it on your phone.
Yeah.
Wow.
But what is it? What's the purpose of it?
Well, if you're,
use it, but
you're sitting in the living room, you want to turn on the oven. You don't got to get up.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
and that's available at National Appliance Warehouse. Wow. So that and over 100 brands.
Yes.
Sub-Zero, Cove,
Wolf,
all of them at National Appliance Warehouse. And on top of all this, you're going to get a great team there taking care of you. An industry-leading service team. Marks and Atkins build a difference-making culture at National Appliance Warehouse. So the Black Friday mega sale underway right now. Get down to National Appliance Warehouse. Visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit the showrooms in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware. And as always, Tom Fritz sent you.
Speaking of kitchens.
Okay.
I think I discovered, you know how women complain about men leaving the toilet seat up? I think I've discovered what the reverse is. My wife leaving the water ice thing on ice. She always leaves it on ice. So I go to get water out of the thing, and the ice ends up on the floor. I'm not ready for it. I feel like it's her responsibility after she gets ice to turn it back to water.
See, I thought you were going somewhere else. The sink spigot to the sprout mode.
See, that's where I'm. That's my bad.
All right, I get annoyed at that.
That's my bad.
All right.
Yeah, I leave it on the heavy spray.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll reserve mine.
Yeah.
Somebody might be listening right now.
Yeah, I'll reserve mine.
Okay.
Well, I've done enough complaining about the dishwasher and all that.
Yeah, you're already in trouble. Is what you're trying to tell us.
I've done enough complaining about
that. All right. Number of day after games, we come in and we're worried that the Eagles have regressed. Over or under 2.5?
Well, I'd say under because I don't expect more than 2 losses. And after each loss, we'll act like it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
You're saying over. I got 4 losses, it's over.
That's got to be an over.
It's every single game.
Yeah, that's got to be.
Every loss.
Okay. Saquon rushing yards. Now, to start the season, his over-under was 1425. He's at 519 after 8 games. Over-under, 1150.
Ooh, can we get to, so what is that, about 600 more yards in 9 games?
Yeah.
I like that. That's a good number. 1150?
1150.
I'm going over.
You going over?
Yeah.
You might get a rest game in the final game. Possibility. Ooh. You got to work that in.
That's a good point.
You got to work it in.
All right. I'm staying over. I'm staying over. Yes, that they've turned the page on the run game. And they're healthy in the second half.
All right.
Yes.
Passive-aggressive A.J. Brown social media posts. Over, under 1.5.
Over.
Under.
Under.
I'm going under.
You think they had a
I don't think it's talking fixed. I think he's putting his head down and he's
and just
like
working.
I'm gonna get traded in the offseason. All right,
so that let's follow that real quick. I know you got a bunch more, Spike. But do you think that they said to him, look, do us a favor, handshake. Just get through this year and we'll take care of you when the season's over.
I think it's possible that conversation was happened between his agent and them.
Me too.
I do. That Athletic article was an agent placed look at how hardworking this guy is article. I think it's also why he was really very quiet leading up to the deadline. I think there was a possibility it could happen. And I think that conversation is you're going to make this harder on us by being more difficult.
Me too.
Exactly. So if ultimately.
But he can't help himself.
Yeah. But, I mean, listen, it doesn't do you any good to be the one that's constantly in the headlines about being upset. Like that.
When is that kind of logic applied to him?
I agree. But my only thing is, I think when the team is playing well like they are, I think eventually it starts to be negative nationally. It's one thing when everybody's just focusing on us here on WIP talking about it, but he has become a topic of discussion nationally with these guys, and I don't think he likes to see his image in that likeness.
Yep.
So it's probably better for him to get what he ultimately wants by just going out and playing football.
All right.
Final.
Yeah, although it may be difficult for him.
But talk to me after he gets two catches for 13 yards.
I totally understand.
Yeah. Don't worry. We'll be doing the show on it. All right. Totally. Last one. Robbie E., yes. Jack, then Ike. More likely to be an Eagle in 2026, A.J. Brown or Myles Garrett? Robbie E.
Myles Garrett.
A.J. Brown.
I'm going to say more likely A.J. Brown, but by a sliver. Just because they got to get Myles Garrett, but
they're going to get him.
They're going to get him. Yeah. If this trade deadline has told us anything, aggression is not a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. It sure is. Brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. I say it every day. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Not even close.
No, bro. It's, yeah,
we're, you hear about that, Robbie?
No, what happened?
Oh, boy, do we have
oh boy. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Here's the Cliff's Notes. Broads did an interview with Philly Business Journal, about where he is, whatever. In that interview, it says his ultimate goal is to host Afternoon Drive at WIP. During his hit with us, I stopped his segment and asked him about it. He got very tight. He doubled down on it. His voice went up 8 octaves. Then he collapsed mid-segment and basically walked out of the studio.
He said he didn't want my job because I was a button pusher.
Whoa. Yes.
Didn't want to be on the midday show because
if you want afternoons, you better be able to take this heat. Called on it.
It was tough for him.
He got flustered.
He got flustered.
He did not expect that.
I even went to him afterwards. I was like, are you okay, man? He said, yeah, he wasn't okay.
Not even close. He thought about it for multiple days. Remember that video of Sam Darnold saying, like, I'm on the side? He's seeing ghosts out there?
Yes.
That was Bros.
Yeah, that was Bros.
Yeah. Poor pocket presence.
Yep. What's next? Did I call you Sir Yapsalot?
You did. Really? I was kind of cooking in the open, and I don't think you like that. Well, I was the only one that said the defense. I believe him. You guys hate Vic Fangio. It's
interesting. Oh, no. I wasn't. Look, I just.
Sir Yapsalot?
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah.
Oh, well, you were wrong.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't care.
What's next? I know you watched football this weekend, unless Spike was probably knitting while he was there in London. That's true.
Yeah.
And I did go see a movie. But that was on Saturday.
Is there a feud? Is there a Spike Baldy feud?
It's gotten better.
It's gotten better. But usually when Spike asks a question, Baldy addresses Ike.
Yeah.
Ooh, really?
He'll start answering.
Like, Ike, you played, you know.
Yep. But I got a good question today.
You did get a good question. Yeah, that was
good question, Spike.
And then it regressed with like you were obviously watching football over the weekend.
Yes.
Do I need to talk to somebody?
Yeah, I think we're good.
Okay. No, we're good.
Yeah, we like the conflict.
Okay.
What's next?
Break your pinky.
Yeah. This Jair Alexander thing he's on is infuriating.
Yeah, what? John Ritchie is really believing in the Jair Alexander.
Has he seen the last 3 years?
Wow. He's in.
Okay.
He's in. Whatever Howie does, Richie's in.
He never called him Howfrey.
Yep, never.
That's the amazing turn right there.
Oh, it's incredible.
He was calling him Howfrey.
Yes.
For Howie and Jeffrey.
Yeah, and now he's just.
He can do no wrong.
Who got to him?
Yep. I love Howie.
He's the best.
What's next?
That was the weirdest call of all time.
It was great, though.
It was great.
It was great. By the way, he wins the Hess toy truck. Okay. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. What's next? It's not going to take that long. It is not going to take that long.
He sits here with Elliot for 2 hours. We're going to see how that
Ray
turns out.
Ray catching strays?
No, it's
actually about Elliot.
So Ray is on with Elliot for the next 2 hours.
Yes.
And Ray's going to re-retire.
Because he has to deal with
yes.
Elliot.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
So Go Birds Evenings, a.k.a. ESPM, is next. It is Elliot along with James, and special guest is Ray Diddy. We are going to go guest bartend here for the Travis Mannion Foundation. Lane Johnson will be here. Jordan Mailata will be here. Brett Toth will be here. If you're coming out, enjoy the fun. Get the guest bartending. No autographs. Go and
I'll sign.
Enter the roster.
Right, I'm with you, Rob.
Robbie is going to sign.
Herb is signing from 6 to 7.
I got you.
Ike has volunteered to sign his name or Lane's name, whatever you need.
Yeah.
So that is coming up next here at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. We will talk to you tomorrow. Not the same place, but the same time, 2 to 6. Thank you for listening. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles. rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.